Now I'm standing at the scroll machine in the center of the hall, which contains a facsimile of a description of the solemn joust held at Westminster. Look at it and find the king, labeled Noble Cur Loyal, Loyal Heart, his and his horse's attire covered in cays for Catherine of Aragon, Henry's wife, and the mother of his short-lived infant son. Dancing and great merriment followed the joust, with a party that sounds as much like the 21st century as the 16th. As the chronicler Hall described it, after the king and his companions had danced, he appointed the ladies, gentlewomen, and the ambassadors to take the letters of their garments, in token of liberality, which thing the common people perceiving, ran to the king and stripped him unto his hose and doublet, and all his companions likewise. Sir Thomas Knevet stood on the stage, and for all his defense he lost his apparel. The ladies likewise were spoiled, wherefore the king's guard came suddenly and put the people back, or else it was supposed more inconvenience had ensued. Sadly, all the rejoicing and merrymaking were premature. In a few short weeks, the young prince died and was buried in Westminster.